Bill Robinson. And Bill's been with the department for quite a long time. We'll be looking at some of the ways that folks manage to get themselves into trouble, sometimes intentionally, sometimes unintentionally. If it's unintentional, we hope that the lessons that we'll learn tonight will help us to avoid that. If it's intentional, we also hope that tonight's little presentation will help to prevent that in the future. Bill, what I'd like to do first tonight is talk a little bit about hunting laws and hunting regulations.
Okay. What I'd like to start out with is in the Outdoor Annual, which we publish at Parks and Wildlife, and you can pick them up anywhere they sell hunting and fishing license. This is a very important tool if you're going to go hunting. I would compare a hunting trip as if you were going on a trip in your automobile. You wouldn't start out in that automobile without looking at a road map, determining where you were going to go, how long it was going to take you to get there, do I have the proper clothing, and do I have the proper items that I'm going to need when I get there. And then you're going to plan for your departure at a certain time and how much time it's going to take you to get back and how much gasoline and how much money you're going to need. So I would compare a hunting trip to a trip that you would take with your family. You want to prepare for it. By reading this Outdoor Annual, then you can learn everything that there is to know that you will need to know for your hunting trip, and also about the laws, the seasons, the bag limits, and also how to take care of that game once you've killed it. So you need to tag it. So it's very important that if a person is going hunting, to read this manual, the sections that pertain to hunting. Likewise, if you're going fishing, the same thing, there's a section in here for fishing. So it's very important, and there are special county regulations, a person needs to know that if they're going in a particular county, they need to turn over to the back and look at that particular county and see what the regulations are for that. Just as Jerry told you about the deer population, there are different bag limits. And
they change from year to year.
That's
so
correct.
So if you're used to it being a three-buck county for years and years and you never bothered to check, well, things may have changed. So be a good idea to check the book.
That's correct. Also, another thing in here that's in this annual is in the back of it, there is a page back there that has a hunter's document. If you go out there and you're hunting deer or squirrels or birds or catching fish, and you want to give that resource to someone else that's with you, then you have to make out this wildlife resource document, and that will have all the information about your hunting and fishing license. It will tell a game warden that checks that who killed it, where it came from, what sex the deer was, or turkey or whatever, and you are required to have that document or a tag on a deer or turkey. If it's in your possession until it reaches its final destination, your permanent residence, or a processing plant.
I think that's one of the things that gets people in trouble the most often, and sometimes it's an innocent mistake. The fact that they don't take the time to fill out their hunting tag, choose the correct hunting tag, fill it out, and cut out the dates.
That's probably the most common violation that we run across is people failing to tag a deer or tag a turkey. In the excitement and the heat of the hunt, when they kill something, they're so excited that all they want to do is get it back and show it to their friends, and they forget about what the law requires them to do. As soon as you kill a deer, you're required to put a tag off your hunting license, the proper tag, and there are several tags on there, so once again, a person needs to read those tags, make sure they place the proper tag on the deer. And they need to put the county, fill out the county on the back of it, where the game was killed. They need to put the name of the ranch. Most importantly, they need to cut those dates out. Most all hunters have a knife with them.
You'd hope.
And yes. And we have that arranged so that they can put it on a hard surface and just notch out that date, the month and the date. And that's very important because if they don't do that and they get home with that tag and they don't get checked by anybody, then the devil speaks to them from their shoulder and says, why don't you take that tag back and kill another one?
Oh yeah.
And that's the reason we have bag limits, is for conservation, and each person is allowed so many deer per season for that person. So we want those tags used, and we want them cut out and marked properly, and that is a major violation that we run into.
All of the hard work that Jerry Cook's crews do out and collecting all of the information over the course of the year so that they can determine the proper number of deer or turkey that need to be taken in an area can come to naught if somebody goes ahead and breaks the rules and uses those tags over and over, becomes a game hog rather than a good hunter. And I don't think that anybody that's a good hunter really wants to have a game hog hunting with them, because anybody who's willing to break one rule is probably willing to break others as well.
Well, there are, unfortunately, we do have game hogs out there. And it reminds me of a story that happened to me one time. I stopped this fella coming out of a pasture, and he was just coming out of the gate, and I stopped him and asked him if he had had any luck, and he said yes, he had, and that he had killed several deer. And I said, could I take a look at them? So he opened the back of the truck, and all of them had tags on them, does and bucks. And so I started looking at the tags, and I said, well, this tag is, I believe this may be, is this your wife? Has the same name, but it was a lady's name. And he was by himself, and he said, yes, that's my wife. And said, she killed three of those deer in there, and said, but she left yesterday, and so I'm just bringing them home in the truck. She went back in her car and said she's already back in Houston. I said, well, okay. I said, that's not a problem. Looked like you had pretty good luck. And I said, what's the phone number? So he told me his phone number, and I said, you reckon she's at home? Oh, yeah, she's probably at home. And I said, well, since we have cell phones now, it would be pretty easy just to call her. I said, I'd like to ask her about these deer. Okay, and so I called her, and she got on the phone. And I said, ma'am, I said, this is Bill Robinson, game warden. And I said, I'm talking to your husband down here, and it looked like you had real good luck hunting season. I said, you've got some deer here that have your tags on them, and I just wanted to talk to you about it and see what you had to say about it. And I said, what did you kill? She said, well, I killed some deer. And I said, well, can you tell me, you know, where you shot them? Did you shoot them in the head or shoot them in the body or the neck or where? And she said, well, I can't really remember. I was pretty excited. And I said, well, I said, do you know how many you killed? And she said, you know, I don't know exactly. And I said, ma'am, I said, your husband's got your tags on these deer down here. And I said, if you want to contend that you killed those deer, well, then I'll have to send a game warden over to your house, and we'll talk to you further about it. She said, let me talk to my husband. And so that didn't last but about a minute on the telephone, and he fessed up and said, yeah, he had brought her license down. And the point of this story is that each person has a bag limit, and you're not allowed to use somebody else's tags, and you're not allowed to loan your license to somebody. Both people would be in violation.
Yes.
By doing that. So there are some people that do that.
And it's not like we don't have generous bag limits for the most part, you know, throughout the state of Texas. Some people get confused about bag limits and possession limits, and they have daily bag limits and they have yearly bag limits. Can you tell us the difference between bag limits and possession limits?
The daily bag limit is the number of game or fish that you can take in one day's time in a 24-hour period. And particularly when you're talking about deer season, in most counties,